This is shaping up as a good year for the stock market, but at the New York Stock Exchange, it's likely no one feels much like celebrating. The exchange's interim chairman, John Reed, has proposed some sweeping changes in the way the organization is managed. That follows the big scandal over the $187 million pay package given to former chairman Richard Grasso, who was forced to resign in September. The exchange was battling new allegations yesterday about the way it disciplines its floor traders. NPR's Jim Zarroli is in New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
Explain these new allegations.
Well, this relates to the specialists. Those are the people who, the middlemen who buy and sell stocks for investors on the floor of the exchange, essentially. Now, in between all the trading they do, they're also allowed to trade for their own firm's accounts. The Securities and Exchange Commission has issued a report basically saying these individuals have been doing a lot of improper trading. For instance, they'll get a big order to sell shares of a certain stock, which they know will cause prices to go down. But before they process the order, they'll sell their own shares, and so they can minimize their losses. In this report, which was leaked to the press, the SEC says that the New York Stock Exchange was told this was going on and didn't do very much to stop it. Now, this isn't the first time we've had allegations like this, but in the wake of the Grasso pay scandal and also, to some extent, the mutual fund scandal, the stock exchange is under a lot of pressure to do something.
What's the exchange doing in response to the allegations?
Well, they were very unhappy yesterday, first of all, about the fact that the report was leaked. The timing of the leak is interesting. A lot of people think that the Grasso scandal happened because of inherent conflicts of interest in the way the board is set up. The new interim chairman, John Reed, has come up with a plan that would essentially address that by splitting the board in two. And he's formally presenting that plan to his member firms this week. I think a lot of people believe that reform is really overdue at the exchange, and maybe by leaking the report, someone just wanted to keep pressure on management to make sure that they don't drop the ball.
But Reed is supposed to serve as chairman for just a few months. I mean, what are the odds that he'll be able to bring real reform to the exchange?
Well, that's a key question right now. The New York Stock Exchange is a big organization, has a lot of players who like the way it's run because they make a lot of money. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Reed not to shake things up any more than he has to. A lot of critics are saying that the restructuring plan he's come up with doesn't go far enough. It doesn't separate the regulatory and operational sides of the exchange adequately. The problem is the New York Stock Exchange is owned by its member firms, and if you create a board that's too independent, one that really tries to crack down on trading abuses, for instance, a lot of them aren't going to like it very much. So Reed really has to walk a fine line. On the other hand, there is a lot of pressure on the exchange and on Reed to do something really substantial. Just yesterday, the chairman of the SEC, William Donaldson, made a speech in which he made clear he wants to see big changes in the way the New York Stock Exchange is regulated. So Reed really can't afford to ignore this.
NPR's Jim Zarroli in New York.